So let us rise and begin with our first hymn.
Lord, let us Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and that I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocence of your sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the intro printed in your bulletin. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you.
And let your prophets be true and faithful.
Hear the prayer of your servants.
According to the blessing of Aaron upon your people.
I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
May they be secure and love you.
For my brothers and companions' sake,
I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God,
I will seek your good.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you.
And let your prophets be true and faithful.
Hear the prayer of your servants.
According to the blessing of Aaron upon your people.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We're in question 37. It's talking about the attributes of God. What are some of God's attributes? God is good, kind, desiring our welfare. Psalm 145. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. God is gracious, showing undeserved kindness, and merciful, full of compassion. Psalm 116. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. God is faithful, keeping his promises. 2 Timothy 2. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God is spirit, a personal being without a body. John 4. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is eternal, without beginning and end. 1 Timothy 1. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. God is immutable. His nature, being, and promises do not change. Malachi 3. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. God is almighty, all-powerful, omnipotent. Matthew 19. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God is all-knowing, omniscient. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. God is present everywhere, omnipresent. Jeremiah 23. Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? God is holy, sinless and hating sin. Isaiah 6. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. God is just, fair, and impartial. Deuteronomy 32. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, and a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. And God is love. 1 John 4. Anyone who does not love God does not know God, because God is love. Our Old Testament reading for the 18th Sunday after Trinity is found in the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, starting with verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in his fathers, in your fathers, to love them. He chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer. For the Lord your God is God of God and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, nor takes a bribe, He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, and shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which you have seen. Here endeth our Old Testament reading. We continue with our gradual printed in your bulletin. I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Peace be within your walls.
And security within your houses.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Christians in Corinth, the first chapter beginning with verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Christ Jesus our Lord. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord of all nations. Extol him of all peoples. Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, beginning with verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, The son of David. He said to them, How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare ask him any more. Here endeth the Gospel reading. Confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 22. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all the worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, in your one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us in our trespasses. He suffered and was buried, shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
Our sermon is based off verses 37 through 40 in the gospel reading. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Now, a lawyer asked Jesus which was the greatest commandment in the law. The Lord answered by quoting the law in Deuteronomy 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Now, this commandment summarizes the first three of the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And it really explains what it means to have God as your God. Dear saints in Christ, love the Lord your God with all your heart means that you should love the Lord with all your senses, with all your feelings, with all your emotions. This commandment excludes any untruth or hypocrisy. You cannot fulfill this command by any outward actions, like by simply going to church and sitting in a pew, or by putting a fish sticker on your car, or by wearing a cross around your neck. With all your heart, the law requires you to desire to be with God, to serve God, to praise God, to hear His word, and to devote your very being to Him. Love the Lord your God with all your soul. Your soul is your life. The commandment requires that your entire life be devoted to the one true God, from the moment of your birth until your death. Your whole life should be one of service and adoration of the one true God. So whom you marry, how you raise your children, how you work, how you relax, how you live, and how you die. All of this is done out of love for the Lord God. Tithing mint and cumin, or dollars, or volunteering in spare time, unless something else comes up, will not be sufficient. This commandment demands your whole life. Love the Lord your God with all your mind. This commandment requires you to learn. Don't just assume that you already know enough, or that God's word is not important. Listen to the scripture readings in church. Meditate upon them. Listen to the sermon. Try to learn what you don't understand. Attend Bible study. And at home, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. This is why the proverb says, that the beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. This commandment requires you to be a theologian. A theologian is someone who studies, who learns, and who discusses God's word. Everyone, not just pastors, should be a theologian. Well, this answer convicted the Pharisees and the scribes and priests of Jesus' day, who liked to put on a show of loving God with all their outward actions and services in the temple and the synagogues. And the Lord's answer also convicts you, all of you. The commandment, you shall have no other gods, is not fulfilled by a nominal confession, but by a full devotion of heart, life, and mind. The commandment to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind is the greatest of, and all the other commandments are subordinate to and follow out of this great commandment. Nevertheless, Jesus still adds a second commandment, which he says is like the first. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This commandment is like the first because it also commands you to love. While you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you love your neighbor as yourself. This again convicts the religious elites in Jesus' day. The New Testament gives you plenty of examples of the chief priests and Pharisees despising their neighbors while professing their love to God. Nevertheless, Scripture declares, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this shows you just how serious the second commandment is. If one fails to keep this second commandment, he has failed to keep the first and the greatest commandment. This teaches you that you should desire to serve and adore God in your lives. You should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you do not want your name to be slandered behind your back, then do not speak ill of others or spread gossip. You do not want to be cheated on, so be faithful to your spouse. You would not want to grow up in an unstable household, so control your desires and wait until you are married in order to honor the marriage bed. Don't steal or even desire to do it. As you cherish your own life, cherish the lives of others. This means that you should be an advocate for those who are weaker than you are, especially the unborn, who are in danger every day of being killed by the approval from our state government. They have no voice. If you had no voice, wouldn't you want someone to speak up for you? On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. So you can't skirt around these two commandments. They cannot be ignored or cut out of the law. If you remove these two commandments, you lose all of the scripture. This is why Jesus says that he has not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. These two commandments show unquestionably that you have failed to fulfill God's law. And it is exactly as St. Paul writes to the Christians in Rome, for by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. Since through the law comes knowledge of sin. These two commandments demonstrate to you that you are unrighteous and therefore deserve God's wrath. Nevertheless, the Apostle Paul goes on, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Likewise, Jesus continues on his lesson on the two great commandments by asking, who is the Christ? Whose son is he? Of course, the Pharisees answered, the son of David. I mean, every Jew knew that God promised the Christ to come through the lineage of David. And Jesus asked why David prophesied in the Spirit, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies, put your enemies under your feet. Jesus then asks how the Christ can be the son of David if David calls the Christ Lord. Truly, how could King David call anyone but God himself Lord? Since David was the very king of Israel, the Pharisees could not answer this question, likely because they found the answer so offensive. The Christ is David's son according to the flesh. Yet he is David's Lord because he is true God. The Christ is the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. He's God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made. This is the only explanation to why the Holy Spirit caused David to prophesy that the Christ is his Lord. This means that the law and the prophets, which depend upon the two great commandments, bear witness to the fact that the Christ is David's son and David's Lord, true man and true God. And who is this Christ? This God-man? Jesus is no longer keeping this a secret. He entered to Jerusalem to crowds praising him. Hosanna, son of David. When Jesus entered the temple, children cried out to him, Hosanna to the son of David. And the chief priests and the scribes got angry and said to Jesus, do you hear what they are saying? Jesus responds, yes. Have you never read out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise? Jesus declared that God himself caused these children to confess him to be the Christ. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of David and the Lord of David, true man and true God. Nevertheless, David's prophecy from Psalm 110 does not stop at calling the Christ Lord. It says that the Lord will set the Christ on his right hand until he puts his enemies under his feet. This refers to Jesus' triumphal resurrection from the dead and ascension to the right hand of God the Father. After Christ vanquished sin, death, and Satan, Jesus defeated these enemies by living in human flesh to perfect obedience to God and dying for the sins of all people. Jesus truly loved the Lord and his God with all his heart. He desired always to be with him. When he was 12 years old, his parents found him after a three-day search in the temple. And Jesus responds, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Jesus frequently went to a desolate place to pray, to converse with his Father. Jesus loved the Lord his God with all his soul. He devoted his entire life to his Heavenly Father's will, even bearing bitter torment and death innocently on your behalf, because it was his Father's will. Jesus loved the Lord his God with his whole mind. He grew in the knowledge as a child and spent his ministry teaching young and old the Word of God. And Jesus loved his neighbor as himself. As he himself says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that is exactly what Jesus did. He loved your body and soul instead of his own, so that he laid down his very life for you. In Jesus the Christ, David's son, and David's Lord, you see the two greatest commandments fulfilled. You see that on which all the law and the prophets depend upon is fulfilled. This is why St. Paul says that the righteousness of God is revealed apart from the law, not in opposition to the law, but rather apart from your works of the law. No, the law must be fulfilled. Scripture depends upon it, but your works do not depend upon it. Rather, you receive Christ's righteousness through faith in Christ Jesus, David's Son and Lord, who is seated at God's right hand, having defeated sin, death, and hell. Through faith in Christ, you receive the credit for the fulfillment of the law, even though you yourself have not fulfilled it. So it is clear that Christ Jesus loves God with his whole heart, soul, and mind. He loves his neighbor as himself. But still an important question remains. Can you, as a Christian, truthfully say that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself? Well, the answer seems to be a resounding no, as you have already heard. And it's important for you to see that you have broken God's commandments, that you deserve God's wrath, and that you need a Savior and must repent of your sin. However, it is also important that you confess that you do love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and that you do love your neighbor as yourself. Well, how can this be? Because through faith, you have a new man. It is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. So while your body of sin will continue to rebel against God's commandment of love, your new man desires to be with God, to serve and obey him, to learn from him. Your new man desires to help your neighbor, to defend him, to speak well of him, and to support him. This seems so confusing as you battle against your sinful flesh your whole life. But through faith in Christ, who loves you, and in the Holy Spirit who has made your body his temple, you do love. Your new man cannot sin, even as your old man tries to drag you down. And the day will come when you will shed your old man and sin and death with him, and you will rise above your enemies victorious. Your saints in Christ, Psalm 110, which Jesus quoted as saying, "The Lord said to my Lord," continues, "Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments." Through faith in Christ, you certainly do offer yourself freely. And in eternity, clothed in garments washed white in Jesus' blood, you who willingly love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, without sin, will rise to live with him forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Of thy holy spirit.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God of Israel, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, David's Son and Lord, on whom hangs all the law of the prophets. Reconciled to you by his righteousness, lead us as disciples to make a godly beginning in the love of you and all of our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, bless our congregations. Enrich young and old with the testimony about Christ. Confirm them with every spiritual gift and sustain them in this fellowship to the end. Guiltless in the day of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Jordan, Sarah, and Helen, continually by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, receive, O Lord, our thanks and praise for our sister churches who share with us in the word and sacraments of Christ. Enrich them by your grace and prepare them for his coming, that we may all be found blameless in his sight. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, your Son is bridegroom and Lord, faithful over your house, the church. Raise up the sons of our congregation to follow your word and to bless their families with godly lives. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, graciously uphold our republic with its lawmakers and executives. By their actions, let the common good be served. Bring them into their justice, into accord with your good order and command. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, your Savior is the Son of David and yet Lord of all. Send your spirit of healing, especially upon Marianne, Jerry, Patty, Kristen, Julie, Marge, Wally, Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Mike, Jenna, Dennis, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Larry, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, Ted, Tony, the Langton family, the Leslie family, Grace, Belinda, and all who are ill or injured or troubled among us. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, you call us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, your holy Christian church. As we come to receive the peace of the Lord in this sacrament, let this true peace be with us always. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb.
Jesus Christ, given to death for your sin. Will you eat the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin? Will you eat the true body of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for your sins? Will you eat the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin? Will you eat the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin? The true body of Christ. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep me in baptismal grace. Take the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the blood of Christ. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Thank you. of our mission, Lord, is in Jesus Christ. Strength, Lord, turn your body and soul to life everlasting. Give us our peace. Continue with the Nunc Dimittis. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.